We begin today with a passionate call to action for the protection of a fish called pink mau mau before it's too late. Ngāti Hei Kaumātua Joe Davis says this is just one of a number of fish species that need urgent protection, and he joins me on the line now. Kia ora, Joe.
Yeah, kia ora, Jeff. How are you?
Yeah, good. Nice to talk to you. Can you tell us a bit about Ngāti Hei and your rohe?
Yeah, we're an iwi up here on the Coromandel on the east coast. In our tribal territory, I suppose, or rohe is between Whangamata and, of course, in Whangapoa. And our neighbours next door, of course, Ngāti Huarere, and if we carry on, Ngāti Porou, Ki Hara Taonga. So we're well positioned. We're a seafaring, I suppose, tribe, or used to be anyway. And we have a lot of history here. Yeah, one of the landing sites, of course, from Cook, and going back further, the great sea captains that came through here through Whitianga and Mercury Bay.
And beautiful Kai Moana in your area as well, including pink mau mau. Can you tell us about fish that heaps of Kiwis, I reckon, will never have heard of?
Well, yeah, it's a type of perch. It didn't quite make the list of I suppose valuable high value fish back, I think, 2008. I think they had a formal list and it didn't quite make it. So there was a number of species that didn't make that list, but it's a beautiful little fish to look at. It presents well, very very bright, a bright orange, similar to orange roughy, and they can be found. They were quite prolific certain times of the year, like when the off season for snappers here. You know, you'd go out and quite easily catch pink mama. So it's a beautiful little fish.
Yeah. And so what's the problem, Joe?
Well, it's being overfished now, and it's become a target species now by certain groups, and it's well favoured amongst our Asian palate. It has the appearance. If you steam it, it's a lovely white flesh, steamed and sitting on a plate on a table. You could imagine in a restaurant, of course, supplemented by a whole lot of other things. It makes for an attractive eating fish, and is starting to make its way onto a lot of the restaurant tables around in our major centres like Auckland and Hamilton.
And because there's no limit on how many you can catch, what sorts of numbers are we seeing? Like, are boats going out there and
literally thousands. You know, to us a fish bin is a lot smaller than the fish bins you're seeing on the video that had gone viral, and you saw the footage put out by Mike Barner there that. Of what's coming out of the water and being carried into these into vehicles and then shipped off up out of Coromandel, it's shocking, and you're talking 1,500 to 2,000 fish, 1,200, a rather large, very large bins of fish being virtually ripped out of the ocean and then put on, and they admitted. They admitted on the video that they're using it to finance their very operations, and so it's a big question mark over that.
Yeah, I don't have quite as much time with you as I wanted to, Joe. What needs to happen?
Well, the minister now has set up. Thank God, he's set up now. He's taking notice. He's taking advice from officials. MPI, of course, being the main. The main agency that he needs to really seriously take into consideration their feedback in terms of what should he do. There's a lot of people writing in, a huge media response to what they saw on the video, and of course the pressure now that's coming on to look at pink mau mau for a start. before that becomes almost extinct like every other species that we're coming across now. It's tragic. It's tragic. We don't do something now, you know, like I keep saying, our grandkids are going to have nothing. So we've got to do something about it. We've got to protect these fish, even the ones that didn't make the recreational catch limit back in the day. It certainly needs to be part of the 25 species that are allowed on the recreational catch limit.
So currently there is a a review of recreational daily bag limits for fish.
Yeah.
The closing date for submissions is 18th of November 2021. And there's a few options there that people can have a look at and give their feedback on. Meanwhile, I think you've put a rahui on it. Yes. What does that mean in practice?
Yeah, and it's a voluntary one, and we're depending on people to adhere to it, or otherwise we're heading, you know, until we get through this proper process, this legal process, and get it formally recognised and accepted. That's an interim situation until the minister makes the right call and formally puts it through legislation. So
good stuff.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Thanks for putting your hand up, Joe.
No, anytime. You know, that's my job. That's my role. As kaitiaki here on the coast, and trying to leave a legacy for our mokopuna for everyone. That's what we do at Ngāti Heiki and Whitianga. That's what we do. So thank you.
Sure.
Thank you for the time.
Thanks. Nice to talk to you. Joe Davis, kaumātara Ngāti Hei, iwi on the east coast of Coromandel, talking about pink mau mau, a beautiful fish. I was lucky enough to catch one earlier this year, and I ate it, and it was delicious and worth protecting.